This is Paul Peluso from Officer.com, and I'm here with Chicago police officer and UFC fighter, Mike Russo. Mike, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Good. Well, let's talk a little bit about your career as both a police officer, which you've been, as you said, later this month will mark the 10th year you've been with the department, and as well as you being a UFC fighter. And for those out there that don't know, UFC is mixed martial arts, cage fighting, I guess. And Mike, how long have you been doing that?
I started out of college. I got hired with the CPD, and then I'd say, 2 years. So I would say like in 05, kind of started training, and then I think like around 06, started fighting and stuff like that.
Okay. I did see that you had one fight back in 1998, and it looks like you took a little bit of time off after that.
Yeah, that was. I was still in college.
Yeah.
I think that was the one with me and Matt Hughes. It was his first fight, at which Matt Hughes is also in the UFC, welterweight champion. He was my wrestling coach at Eastern, where I wrestled at, and he was just kind of getting into it, and he asked me to do it, and I was just like, sure, something to do, and, we just drove up to Chicago, and that was one of my first fights.
Okay. So, yeah, when, it was years later, what, about seven or eight years later, you got back into it. Did you think about doing it, professionally after that, or is it something that, something else for you in that direction?
No, it's something I always wanted to do. I mean, I was watching the UFC when it first came out when I was in high school.
Yeah.
I have a strong wrestling background, and it's just something I always like. But, I went to school, I wanted to get my education, and get a job. And once I got a job and settled into that, kind of just, something to do for fun and just kind of see where it would bring me. And it's been, it's been pretty successful so far.
So I guess, because being a police officer, it is very demanding. How do you schedule what you have to do for, your part-time job now as being a UFC fighter? How do you, keep the two separate with training? And does the training sort of coincide with those?
Yeah, it's very demanding. Just have to really do a good job with time management. And the good thing about the UFC is they give you plenty of notice. Usually it's like a 3-month notice, like when your fight's going to be. So, I can plan with work if it's, if I'm so happy not to be off that weekend, I can put in for it. Or, for the most part, if we have a fight, our fight's always on Saturday, and they usually always fly us out there on that Tuesday. So as long as I have time, plan for it and talk to my bosses and stuff, they're pretty supportive, and it works out pretty good. Yeah, I think they both work well together just because, they make you stay in shape, which I think you got to be on the street, especially in the neighborhoods. I work in Chicago on the south side. You always got to be ready to go. I think it helps you out a lot, just the physical part of it and, just being able to handle yourself out there on the street.
And how supportive has the department been with, you being in the UFC and I'm guessing having to take off a lot of time at times?
They've been great. They really have since I've started. My bosses have always been great with, giving me time off and stuff like that. I mean, they like to watch the fights themselves. So, they've always been great with that. So I can't complain at all.
Yeah, and do your coworkers, that do a lot of them actually watch the fights? Like you said, some of your supervisors do. And, when you come back from a fight, do you hear anything from them?
Oh, yeah, I mean, the UFC is so big now. I mean, it's everywhere. At least all my buddies, they love watching the, they would watch the UFC whether, I was fighting in there or not. So, they love it. And, I go back to work this week on Wednesday, so it's always nice going back after a win. But everyone's still supportive either whether I win or lose, so it doesn't matter.
And how does that work with the amount of time that you have to take off? Like you said, you have a lot of time on notice to set all that stuff up. But as far as training camps, I know at one point you were training up in Minnesota, and it was, about an eight-hour drive or so from Chicago. And how, with scheduling-wise, how does that really work out for you?
I mean, a lot of times, for this fight, I used part of my vacation time, too. So I started vacation, I think January 20th. And I thought, so I didn't really even have to burn my own time for this one. So I try to plan stuff like that, too, or pick my vacation early in the winter. And then if I think I'm going to, kind of just guess where my next fight would be, 4 or 5 months later, and pick a vacation time there. So that kind of helps. And when I went up to Minnesota, I was on, I used my vacation time. And the reason why I went there is because my coach, Comprito, jiu-jitsu coach, is the coach. He coaches Brock Lesnar when he was fighting. So that was my connection. And I've been up there a couple times. Even they flew me out there once to Las Vegas when he was the coach on the Tough Show. And got to stay out there for 2 weeks, so that's cool. So, with the job being pretty flexible, with having comp time and vacation time, I've been able to do a lot.
Okay. And, I've seen over the past few years more, you see more first responders, more police officers, firefighters, paramedics getting into the UFC and MMA in general, because it is a more flexible job than this would be. And of course the UFC is more welcoming than, say, other professional sports. You wouldn't see a Chicago police officer playing for the NFL. How have you seen have you seen more first responders get into MMA?
Especially around on the local shows. I see a lot of guys. I know a lot of guys that train, and it's like a hobby. It gives them something to do, which I think is great. A lot of people like to compete, and set goals and things like that. So I think it's great. And as the sport's getting so big, just more and more people are getting into it. I mean, when I was growing up, pretty much I just knew wrestling, which that's what I did in high school and college, and really didn't even know what jiu-jitsu is. I mean, now you got these people growing up that, they're coming into the sport. They know, stand up, wrestling, jiu-jitsu, all the stuff. So I mean, it's just really getting big. And and these kids nowadays, they're really, they're starting to know, everything. So I think that helps out a lot too. Just the sport's growing so much.
Okay. And have you seen MMA become more of a training tool for police officers? Since it has been getting more popular.
In Chicago, not really. I mean, we pretty much, we have to stick with our use of force model and, pretty much what they teach us at the academy.
More for exercising, have you seen more guys in gyms, I guess, or going to gyms where they could, more for a hobby, training
Definitely.
As far as, moves and stuff, but as far as using it more for cardio training.
Oh, definitely. I mean, there's a lot of guys. One of the gyms I go to that, that are in jiu-jitsu. I mean, there's a lot of guys that, more guys that just do it to keep in shape than are actually out there, fighting and stuff on the local shows. I mean, I think it's great. It keeps people in shape, and they're learning moves that actually, especially with jiu-jitsu, that actually does help you when you're out there on the street. So I think it's great.
Yeah, and do you feel like that's changed within the last 10 years, even 5 years or so?
I would say so. From when I first started to get, now there's, I know where I go in Bloomingdale, we have eight or nine officers in our class. So, and I think that's the trend everywhere.
Okay. As far as your day to day job as an officer, how has that changed? Like you said, you started about you started with CPD 10 years ago, and as far as what was it, 2005, 2006, you started with the UFC, or in MMA in general, in 2005, 2006. So there's a couple of years there where you weren't doing it. Has a lot changed for you since then? I guess, is the schedule more hectic, or because you only fight a few times a year, is it not bad, just more training in general to keep up your shape?
I mean, it's hectic. It's really a nonstop. It's nonstop. I mean, since like this week, I'll start back training, so I had a week off.
Okay.
And, I'll just get back at it and then train, and then something will come up, and then start your fight camp. And then I'm married now with a daughter. So, I mean, that even makes it harder, before I was single and,
yeah.
And could really do it. So now I got a family and which is fine. I love it. Like I said, just time management and, I get up and do my training in the afternoon and then go to work at 5 o'clock, 5 to 2 a.m. So that works out good. So I get everything done.
Great. So as far as, your job as an officer, what does your partner think of, you also being a UFC fighter? And, do you get recognized in Chicago at all when you're on the job? And what is that like?
I've been fortunate. I've had my partner for like 6 or 7 years now, so he's been there from the beginning when I pretty much started, working with him and then getting into this really heavy. He loves it. He goes to all the fights and, he's supportive and, it's just good. I'm lucky to have a good partner. I think that's, one of the keys, because it's not very much fun if you don't have a good partner, especially being, in the car with someone for 8.5 hours a day. That could be difficult at times. So, I'm lucky in that aspect. And, what was the last part of the question?
Oh, and I was saying, do you get recognized on the street at all while you're, on patrol? Have you ever been recognized by someone like, oh, look, that's Mike Russo, he's a UFC fighter?
Recently it happens more and more.
Okay.
I'd say, especially with, because I did last fight in Brazil with him, and, they did, like, the prime time show and stuff like that. So more and more people have seen it. So, yeah, I've been recognized a few times.
And I guess, what is that like? Is it more embarrassing, or do you appreciate it because people are taking notice to it now?
I'm more of a shy guy. I'd rather, people not even notice it. I really don't even talk about it much. I mean, me and my partner rarely even talk about, what I'm doing, or that's just not me.
Okay. And so if you can take us through, the last fight was a few weeks ago now. From training to the fight, when did you have to take off work? And I guess what were the last couple of days like of work with CPD? And like you said, you're just coming back to work now.
I started my vacation on the 20th, and just the normal days for me, going in at 5, and still just doing what we're doing, and just working out there in the streets, and then I started vacation, and then like pretty much that week, that was pretty much the last week anyways of like my training camp. So it was just pretty much like just drilling and just going over stuff, and then we report, like for me in my case it was, because we fought here in Chicago, I reported to the Hard Rock Hotel, downtown on Michigan, and kind of just stayed there from Tuesday on, through Saturday. Told my fight and just kind of relaxed and just kind of got away from, the regular duties that I do at home and stuff like that. Just kind of relaxed those last couple of days and, and then had my fight on Saturday. Not happy with the outcome, and just one of those things. Got to get back in the gym this week and, watch the video and just really go over what I'm doing and, look at the mistakes that I made and go from there and just keep trying to improve.
And that week leading up to the fight, did you guys, you and your partner have, any out of the ordinary calls that you would normally have, anything that was a little bit different?
No, I mean, just my buddies always just call and wish me good luck and just things like that.
Sorry about that. On duty on the street, did you and your partner have any calls that you had to respond to that were?
Did we get any response?
Anything out of the ordinary?
No, not really. I mean, where we work, we always get shots fired.
Yeah.
Things like that. I mean, that's a daily basis.
Okay. What was it like? This is the second time, I believe, that you've fought in Chicago for the UFC. And what was that like? Did it seem like more people were there than the last time? And what is it like just being able to fight at home?
I love it. I mean, just simple fact, we don't have to fly, go out of town. I don't have to, provide plane tickets for my coaches. And, so in that aspect, I save money. And then just being here in the comfort of your home and, and I could still be, keep the same routine that I do anyway. So, I mean, that's great. And then the fact that your friends and family all come and watch the fight, it's really exciting. I've been blessed to be able to fight the United States twice. I wish the outcome was better on this last time, but still it was nice fighting here at home.
Okay. And, back in, like you said, the expenses, I don't think a lot of people realize how big some of the expenses that you have to cover for some out of, you think professional sports that athletes get, in general get paid a lot of money, but in the UFC it's definitely not the case compared to, say, baseball and basketball and football. I guess, what is that like? And back, I just want to highlight your career back in 2010 at UFC 114. You had a knockout of the night against Todd Duffy. And reportedly, you got, it was $65,000 was the bonus money, but that's a lot of money compared to what UFC fighters usually do get paid. And did that help at all in your personal life? And I guess expense-wise, I don't have to go into it too much, but how is that?
Definitely that helped a lot. I mean, I got the bonus plus what my pay was.
Yeah.
And I think that was the second fight on my contract. So I think I made like $100,000 for the night, so that definitely helped with my house. I think I actually just bought a house like a couple months before, so I think some money down on the house and things like that. I mean, definitely the top guys in the UFC, they make a lot. The kind of the guys, like where I'm at, just still trying to move up the ladder. It pays pretty good, especially when you win. I won four in a row, so, the checks were nice. When you lose, you only get half of that, so. But it's still, to me, it's better than doing I'd be doing a side job anyways, doing security somewhere, so at least, I get to do what I love, train and fight and still make pretty good money. And the money I make, it helps my family out, can buy cars and pay for stuff like that, help out with the house. And, my goal is, I have a daughter now to get her college fund set up and things like that. So, I mean, definitely helps. Got a couple more years. I'm 36. I'll probably do it until I'm 40. And the goal is just get my house paid off and get my daughter set up so when it's time for her to go to college, she can go wherever she wants to.
Yeah, I was actually about to ask you. So you're 36, and you said you think about 40 or so you'll keep fighting.
Yeah, I think a couple more years, and then retire.
Okay, great. Yeah, it is great to see you out there. Still, as a police officer, you haven't hung that job up to go UFC full-time, and I think that's very admirable. I guess what made you want to do both at the same time? Was it more of a financial decision, or is it just, you're a police officer first and a fighter second?
Just kind of the way I started kind of late in the game. I think when I really started getting back into it, I was probably 28, 29.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's just kind of late in my career just to take a chance of, you know, just throwing, you know, the CPD career away and trying to do it, and especially now with having a wife and a daughter, you know, I just can't take that chance because, you know, yeah, I have to have insurance and, you know, I don't want them to go without anything. So, you know, it was kind of, you know, I think maybe if I would have won my last fight in Brazil against Verdum, like, you know, I think he's ranked like 4th or 5th. You know, there's maybe some things I could have done, like took a year leave of absence or something like that to really focus on it. But, you know, at this point, it's, you know, the CPD comes first and, you know, just training and having fun and, you know, just fight as long as I can in the UFC.
Okay, and last question I have for you. What advice would you give other police officers and first responders in general who would want to get into fighting as professionally? What kind of advice would you give them?
I would just say anyone that wants to get into it that it's not an easy thing. If you really want to you got to dedicate yourself. You know, I think first you got to find a good gym, a good coach, have good training partners, and if it is something that you want to do, you really just have to dedicate your life to it, and you know, just put everything into it. You know, and you can train hard. You know, because it's tough. You know, most of these guys that I'm fighting, you know, they're young and they just do it full time. You know, with us, other guys out there, you know, we got to work, go do our 8 hours, and you know, go to bed, get up, you know, train, and then and go to work. And, you know, and you got to really love it to be able to do that day in and day out, year after year. So I would just say to anyone that really wants to do it and do it professionally and, you know, try to get to the UFC or something like that, that just be willing to sacrifice, you know, everything and, you know, just work hard.
Great. Well, I thank you for joining us today, Mike, and good luck in your future as a UFC fighter.
Hey, no problem. Thank you.